If someone has an issue that they really want to correct as soon as possible, we can do that quickly. And you don't need to spend months and sometimes years in a therapist's office. So that can be another issue that if someone has a condition or an issue that they've been dealing with, maybe it's an emotional thing, a mental thing, or physical. And really wants to get to the core issue, the core reason, and we can work with that and change things.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is the Limitless Living Show with Chuck Anderson, and this is the show that's all about stories of personal transformation and overcoming limitations so that you can move on to living a happy, more joyful, more fulfilling life now. And so from time to time, there's obstacles, roadblocks, challenges that we experience in life that prevent us from being as joyful as we want, from doing the things that we want to do. And so this is all about stories of people who have not only transformed their own life, but are engaged in work that helps people with their own transformation. And today's guest is absolutely no exception to that. I have Karen Ross here with me today, who is a hypnotherapist and does just so many amazing things with people. And I'm going to get her to tell her story. But first of all, Karen, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. And I love the name of the show. It's a terrific expression of how we all want to live. So congratulations on that.
It's very aspirational.
Absolutely.
Right? Because we do come up against limitations from time to time, and that's what this is about. And so we're going to dive in and not only, you know, how you've approached that in your own life, but how you help people with that as well. But I think the first question, Karen, has got to be, who are you and what's your story?
Well, Karen Ross, and I am a hypnotherapist and coach. And I talk about doing deep coaching because we do go deep. And I'm located in Chicago, but I work with people online on Zoom. So I can work with people all over the world. I kind of stick to the U.S. just because of the time zone. I still get confused sometimes with other countries. But anyway, I help people discover, first of all, that's key, discover what is their block, what is blocking them from reaching their greatest, the greatest part of their life. And sometimes, not sometimes, always, there is a belief that is causing them to be stuck. And sometimes that belief was formed when they were, believe it or not, a baby, a toddler, child, teenager. It could have been formed at any time. It may have been formed 10 years ago, 2 years ago. Something happened in one's life and they formed a belief that has held them back. And the most amazing part of my work and the most meaningful is when somebody discovers that and they say, well, now, wait a minute. I don't need to believe that anymore. And when they really have an understanding of where it came from and an understanding of if we want it to make sense that they formed the belief, it's not a flaw. It's not a mistake. And when they can see that it's understandable that they formed that belief, but indeed they don't have to believe it anymore, it can be life-changing. It's truly a game changer. So that's basically what I do. And some people can do that very, very quickly. But if they're dealing with an issue that has troubled them for many, many years, it may take a little bit longer. And that's where my coaching support helps them just kind of keep the momentum going and making that change. So that's what I do. And it's interesting because so many people have misconceptions about hypnosis. And may I ask you what your experience or knowledge of hypnosis is?
Well, and mine might be different than others in that one of my best friends is a hypnotherapist and I helped her market her business for a number of years. But I'll tell you what it was before that, Because now that I've been educated and I understand more about it, but before that, I remember in the growing up in the 70s, there was this guy who would go on stage and he would get people to cluck like a chicken and dance or whatever it was. And so that was my earliest vision of it. And so it was my friend that really educated me on, actually helped me with a few things, such as fear of flying and a few other, little things that I had. So my experience of it today is much different than it was prior to all of that.
Well, I'm glad you had that experience. And I like asking that question. And so often the answer is what you said your understanding was before you met your friend or worked with her. And often people will say, only what I've seen in movies and on TV. And what a terrible representation of hypnosis that is. There's a place for it. It's called stage hypnosis. I don't happen to like it, because I think it does kind of disparage the value of what hypnosis can be to people. So I always ask that question. And interestingly, and it's always a big benefit when somebody says, oh my gosh, I've been using hypnosis for years, changed my life. You know, we would die to have somebody like that in our audience all the time. Actually, I was doing a presentation to a group of older women. And the only reason I make that note is that their experiences had to have been 40 and 50 years ago. But I asked that question, and one woman piped up and said, well, I had all three of my children under hypnosis. And I thought, whoa, that's really something. And then another one piped up, and she was a nurse. And she said, oh, yeah, I had my daughter in hypnosis. So it's terrific when you can have somebody to have that kind of experience in the past and talk about the value of it. And there is a whole movement called hypnobirthing. I happened to talk to a coach this morning who had two children using hypnobirthing. So it was the easiest, you know, it's not going to be that way maybe for every person, but for her and many people who really subscribe to the concept, it can be a very easy birth. Work with people to, as I said, find those beliefs and turn them around, find out what would they rather believe. And when they get an understanding of hypnosis, which is really just accessing the subconscious mind, a concern a lot of people have is they say, I don't want somebody else controlling my mind. Well, I don't control your mind. And you have complete control. You must know that, Chuck, after working with someone and helping them market their business. You have total control every moment of the session. What we do, though, is, well, first, we help people understand that they actually have two minds. They have their conscious mind and they have their subconscious mind. The conscious mind is just, with most of us, talking all the time. It's always giving us messages. Sometimes they're not very nice. They can be downright hateful. Sometimes if anybody's heard that inner voice, it doesn't sound all that loving. But it's judgmental. It asks questions. It doubts and just speaks to us in so many different ways throughout the day, every day. The subconscious mind, on the other hand, doesn't do any of that. It doesn't think between the lines. It doesn't question. Excuse me. It's there to serve us. First of all, to reveal information, because the subconscious mind is the one that knows where that belief was formed. So once we quiet the conscious mind and reach the subconscious mind, we can find that information fairly quickly.
What are some of the things that people should, think about or be aware of? You know, like when would they know that maybe exploring hypnotherapy or a hypnosis is the right thing for them? I mean, is there some sort of a pattern or something that they're experiencing where maybe this is right for them?
Well, I think a lot of my clients say they come to me and they say, I've tried everything and I just have reached my rope's end and I don't know what to do. So that's very typical. Then some people have a chronic condition like chronic pain, and the medical community has just reached the point where all I can do for you is prescribe medication. People don't want to be on pain meds these days. They really don't. And while I can't guarantee that we're going to totally eliminate pain, that does happen on occasion, I have to say, and people are amazed. But we can always transform it. We can always change one's perspective about whatever pain they're experiencing. I had a client just recently who has had fibromyalgia for many years, and that's a confusing condition that doctors have had difficulty with, and certainly people who experience it. And this individual had suffered fibromyalgia pain for many years. And what I described a moment ago, doctors wanted her to be on pain medication, and it really changed her life because she might be invited to participate in something, and she had to consider what time of day that was and how far she could go and how long she could go. And well, no, I know that I'll end up being in pain, so I really can't do it. So that kind of thing really affected her life. And so I said, let's give this a try. And I always check in with the client within a week. I should back up a little bit. One of the things that I do is create a very personalized, customized recording for them to listen to, because that's where the new message reaches the subconscious. And the subconscious mind loves repetition and it loves familiarity. So I ask people to listen to this every day. Some people li listen twice a day. I had one man, he said, well, I listen three times a day. I listen in the morning, then in the afternoon, I get kind of drowsy. And so I just sit back and relax and listen to it again. And then I listen when I'm going to bed. I do not require that by any stretch, but it worked. I mean, he just felt that it brought him a sense of peace and relaxation, and the message we were trying to get across was working also. But back to the woman with the heavy pain. After about a week of listening to the recording, I checked in with her and I didn't hear back for a couple of days. Well, I'm thinking, oh dear, it didn't work. She's not doing well. She's in pain, blah, blah, blah. Finally heard from her and she said, I hesitated reporting back to you because I was afraid this wasn't really happening for me. She said, I have so much less pain, and her pain was causing sleeplessness. She said, I slept 6 hours straight. I haven't done that in, I can't remember when. So that's an example of maybe we didn't get rid of the pain, but who knows? She continues listening, might get rid of it. But it certainly has transformed her life and helped her get back to some activities that she really enjoys. So I think that that would be one example. People who've tried a lot of things. I've had people come to me who say, I've been working on this with my therapist for about 3 years. And I just think, well, there's something wrong with that picture. Now there's a place for therapy. My dad was a psychologist, so I don't disparage therapy by any means at all. But if someone has an issue that they really want to correct as soon as possible, we can do that quickly. And you don't need to spend months and sometimes years in a therapist's office. So that can be another issue that if someone has a condition or an issue that they've been dealing with, maybe it's an emotional thing, a mental thing, or physical, and really wants to get to the core issue, the core reason. And we can work with that and change things. And I know I said a moment ago, and I'm not sure I finished my thought, that the subconscious mind is there to give us information, but also to receive the new information. And that's where I mentioned the repetition and familiarity. And once the subconscious gets the message that, oh, this is what she wants to believe, or oh, this is the direction he wants to go in. Well, then the subconscious is there to serve us. And it's a beautiful thing. It really is.
You know, one of the things you mentioned there was that feeling like I've tried everything, like I'm trying to do this thing or I'm trying to get this result, and I feel like I've tried everything. We hear it all the time too in the coaching that we do. What about the feeling of history repeating itself? That it's like, oh, this is happening again and again and again. And I know I've had that feeling a few times before in my life, and it's something that I hear. Would that be in alignment with what you were mentioning earlier?
Oh, absolutely. And once that pattern is set, that's what the subconscious expects. And I was working with a young woman who had a little girl that she was only 5 years old. And she had a physical condition with her stomach that was really just stumping the doctors. And the mother felt as though she had a handle, that she knew what was happening. She did her research online and she had a sense for what was happening. And the doctors, you know, just weren't following suit with her, weren't believing her. And the problem that I saw with the situation was that the mother was fighting so hard for the daughter's, what she thought was the daughter's condition, that the daughter's subconscious mind took that on and she met the mother's expectations. Now, some might say, oh, come on, that just sounds kind of crazy. But it's true. If that's what the little girl, you know, at the age of 5, she is not ready yet to make clear decisions. It's after 6 that they really start making judgments and understanding the differences between good and bad and, you know, like and dislike and so on. But at the age of 5, she's just going to accept what she believes her mother believes. And generally speaking, that's not a bad thing, unless it's a situation that could very well be bringing on a physical reaction that may not have to be there.
Yeah, I love that. So what is, so anyone who's experiencing this, or, you know, maybe even a little frustrated about like, you know, I don't know what else I can do. I feel like I've tried everything. It's history repeating itself. All of the things that we've talked about here. What would be, you recommend is their next steps?
Okay.
In terms of dealing with that.
Okay. And I'm not sure I answered that well enough as far as this kind of pattern of, oh boy, here we go again. Well, if that is one's reaction to a particular occurrence or, you know, something being presented in their life, the subconscious will respond and say, well, that's what they expect. That, you know, and so we can change that. We can turn the thought process around. And when that starts to come into one's mind, there's a certain, I think I have something on my website that says subconscious mind training. We do have to train our subconscious mind because it falls into those patterns. And when there is a pattern, we think, oh, here it is again. We need to start talking to the subconscious, say, no, we're not doing that anymore. And we're going to do this instead. So I hope that's a better answer to responding to what seem to be negative patterns or things that just keep happening over and over again. And once you start feeding new messages to the subconscious mind, it may change your actions. It may change someone's decisions about what they do next. So that's a very important place where we can, again, get in there and find the belief and change it, turn it around.
So if someone's experiencing this, what, and they're resonating with everything that they're hearing right now, what would you recommend is their next step?
Well, I think the first step is to talk to me, or if you know a hypnotherapist, if you know someone in that practice, talk to them and tell them what you're experiencing. And that person, if it were myself, we would just explore whether or not you're a good fit. Someone does have to be open to the idea that hypnosis can work. I don't really want to work with somebody who is challenging it and saying, well, I really don't believe in this, but I'm going to try. Yeah, it's not a great place to start. I really like to start working with someone who says, maybe they have tried everything and maybe they have a little bit of doubt, but they're willing to let the next thing happen. They're willing to let this happen. And that's really the first step. And just to find out. Now, if I'm talking to somebody and I don't think it's a good fit, I'm going to tell them and maybe I'll refer them out. I personally do not deal with very severe PTSD, but I know people who do, and they have been trained in dealing with trauma, and I have not, and that isn't necessarily an area where I want to build my expertise. So that would be an area where I might say to someone, I may not be the right person. I believe hypnosis can be very effective for you, but I think it might be better if you worked with someone who has really trained and specializes in that field. One of my recent clients keeps coming to mind. So if I can share his Please. Story. This was a man in his 60s who had never been able to swallow pills. And as he got older, he had more medications. He was taking more vitamins. And he said, I can't swallow pills. I haven't been able to swallow pills since I was a child. And some people might sit there and say, well, that's not a big deal. Well, maybe it is. And it was for him. And it was something that had troubled him. He was kind of embarrassed by it. And so we found a belief that he formed that there was a certain way to take medication and it was not to swallow pills. Now, he was a classic case of when we got to that point, he said, oh, my God, I don't need to believe that anymore. And I gave him his recording. And within 3 days, he was swallowing all of his pills. He had one monster vitamin. He said every once in a while, he kind of hesitate for a minute. But like I said, that may sound inconsequential to some people. For him, it was life-changing. So that's an example of one of the more unusual cases that have come to me. But some of the areas that I have spent the most time with are chronic pain, sleep issues, and I like working with high-functioning professionals, business people, athletes, elite athletes. But they get to a point where they feel like their competitive edge is slipping ever so slightly. And for someone who is a high performer, that is a very difficult thing to think is happening. And one of my certifications is actually in that concept exactly. Just how do you get your feeling as of being a champion? How do you get that back? And I can help people get that back. So I find it very enjoyable to work with people who are very high functioning already and either just want to make it to that next level. Or as I said, just feel like their competitive edge is slipping ever so slightly and they don't want that to happen. So we can help that put a stop to it.
That sounds fantastic. Well, if somebody listening in is intrigued by this and they're like, you know what, I need to figure out if this can work for me. What is the best way to contact you? Do you book appointments or what? And we'll make sure that whatever you mention, we'll link beneath this video and in the podcast show notes so that they can connect with you.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Well, my website is very simple. It's KarenRossNow.com. And Karen is the old traditional way, KAREN. And then I do have a scheduling link, which I can give to you and people can just click on that and set up a complimentary 30-minute session to discuss whether or not hypnosis and coaching, or I should say and or coaching, is the right idea for what you're experiencing. And I welcome those calls. I welcome those calls, and they're often very enlightening to the individual to know that there is an alternative that they haven't used yet and that there's a lot of hope attached to it.
That sounds like a really logical and wise next step. And we'll make sure that just beneath this video, if you're watching this on video, you're going to find Karen's links right beneath this video. If you're listening to this on podcast, just go into the phone, the player that you're on, and in the show notes, you're going to find Karen's links all right there as well. And go ahead and check out her website and book a call with her. And we highly recommend that you do. So Karen, this has been a lot of fun, and I know we could do a deep dive on any one of the things that we talked about here today. But I think, at that high level of being inspiring to people who are experiencing limitations and looking for transformation in their own life, this is an extremely helpful thing to do. And before I let you go, I want to ask you, because I ask this of all my guests, because I'm just fascinated by the answers. And that is, so much part of my transformational journey has been the things that I've learned in books. I read nonfiction continuously, and I've learned so much. And I just want to ask people, because everyone's got their own favorites. So I just wanted to ask you if you have a go-to must-read book recommendation that you would recommend that people check out.
Oh, gosh. I could probably put together a short list of a number of books, but there is one that stands out to me. And just a little bit of background. I had a radio show here in Chicago for about 10 years, and I interviewed authors of nonfiction books. And my goal was to bring information to my listeners that they might not hear otherwise. And one of my guests that I had a number of times was Dr. Wayne Dyer. So I am a huge Wayne Dyer fan. He's no longer with us. I think he died about, I don't know, 10 years ago, possibly. But just a phenomenal, phenomenal person. And boy, does he have a story as to where he started as a psychologist and then started adding other aspects of looking at things more deeply. And his last book was, I love the title, I Can See Clearly Now. And he really goes back in his life and says, at this time I saw it this way. And then now after living and learning, I see it this way. So that's his last book. But the book I love of his is called Wishes Fulfilled. And it just really helps us understand how to think of our mind, how to think about our mind and the power of our mind, what we can accomplish when we really access the incredible power of our subconscious mind. That's a book that I like listening to it. I like listening to him. And I've listened to that particular book a number of times. And I don't usually do that. I'm usually a one-offer. But I think most anything, or his latest books anyway, are just terrific.
I've read a few of his books. There's a Spiritual Solution to Any Problem is one that's on my bookshelf right there.
Yep.
And so I've not read Wishes Fulfilled.
Oh.
I'm going to put that on my list.
Good.
I'm going to go get the audiobook. I'm a huge audio. I should be sponsored by Audible by all the times I've said that. But I'm not. are you listening, Audible? You can come and sponsor the
there
show.
There you go. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Wishes Fulfilled, that's going to go on my wish list. Once I'm done the book I'm listening to now. I mean, I think the timing of that is fantastic. And I love Dr. Wayne Dyer. And he is someone I really look up to and, has just, he dedicated his life. And like you said, it didn't start off in that way, but through his evolution, he changed millions and millions and millions of lives with his
absolutely work. Absolutely. Well, good. I'm glad you know him and love him.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's it. One of the beliefs that I really got from listening to him and reading his stuff is that, keep moving forward and, ask the question, what is possible?
Absolutely.
What is possible? And absolutely. And when you ask what is possible, the answer is going to give you, some of your next steps. And we don't have to be stuck at limitation. We don't have to be stuck at, well, this is the way life is, so I'm just going to deal with it. And so I'm someone who will for a lifetime believe in what more is possible, what new thing is possible. And I surround myself with the people who believe that. And we're all trying to find new things that are possible together. So, yeah.
That's an important key. Surrounding ourselves with like-minded people, because that way we can support each other and just provide the help and direction when we need that. Always knowing there's somebody to reach out to. Definitely.
Absolutely. There's so much power in that. Well, Karen, thank you so much. This has been amazing. I know we've been looking forward to doing this for a while and making our collective schedules line up to make this happen. And today was the day. So thank you so much for
being
here.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to ask you before we bring this episode to a close, if you were going to leave our audience with one final piece of advice or words of wisdom, what would you leave them with here today?
Well, I'm going to draw on just a couple of words that you used a few moments ago. Anything is possible. And it is possible, talking about Wayne Dyer's book, for our wishes to be fulfilled, no matter what our life looks like today, no matter where we are in life. That's more than a few words, but that's pretty much my philosophy.
I think it's a good one and great words to end this episode by. So Karen, thank you. To our listeners, thank you as well. And again, I want this to be a transformational experience for you. And the way we do that is we identify the next step. You don't always have to see the whole journey in front of you, just the next step. Take that step. Something you heard here today that inspires you to take that next step. And so maybe it's to read Wayne Dyer's book. Maybe it's something that we reminded you of. And also it could be go book a call with Karen and go talk to Karen. That could be a great step as well. And so that is going to make the last 30 minutes of your life that we spent together, very, very worth it. And you know, it's our mission here to help you, transform your life, to remove limitations so you can move on to joyful, happy, more fulfilling life now. And that's what this has all been about. So my guest, thank you, Karen, for being an amazing guest. This is the Limitless Living Show with Chuck Anderson, and we'll see you on the next one, everyone. Thank you.